Here is George Atala. Good morning to you.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good morning, George. I don't hear anything there.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Okay, let's try once again to go to George Atala from the NFLPA. Good morning.
No, I got nothing.
We can hear George, but you can't hear him, and I can't hear him.
This is bordering on Kip Keno.
It is. Let me try this once more. Good morning, George.
Complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
No. Good morning.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
I tell you what, let me go to a couple of other notes as we effort getting George Atala on the air.
On the little
ticket.
Should
have been that 5 minutes ago.
And you know what that note was?
Was
what?
It the Pro Bowl?
In Pro Bowl yesterday.
In the Pro Bowl yesterday.
Yes, what a moment that was. It's time for the e-break once again. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. And let's go with candidate number one. On the weekend show, known as Country Force, with Ty Walker and Eli Jordan.
Does anyone like Force. Eli?
That was a drop.
Everybody likes Eli.
I was talking about Eli
dude.
Manning.
No, you weren't.
I was.
Dude. Well, Ty had a tough time getting this phrase out. He was either trying to go with tough task or tall order. You decide.
Getting ready for this game after, again, a very emotional game, a very hard-fought game against a team like Alabama. That's a tall task to ask, or a tall thing to ask. Tall ordered. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Good.
I'm as mixed up as they are. It is
the tall order.
Tall order. Let's go. Yeah, exactly. Tall order. Good Lord. But that being said.
Wow. Yeah, you could hear the little swerve before, and then maybe he knew he was about to hit that ramp, and he didn't know which way to go. I don't know.
That was great.
He's such a crap broadcaster.
Don't say that about Ty.
Well, I'm saying it off the air.
Love Eli's reaction.
Good Lord. All right, one more time.
Getting ready for this game after, again, a very emotional game, a very hard-fought game against a team like Alabama. That's a tall task to ask, or a tall thing to ask. Tall ordered. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Good.
I'm as mixed up as they are. It is
the tall order.
Tall order. Let's go. Yeah, exactly. Tall order. Good Lord. But that being said,
he's now, got that out of the way. Now that we get the hard part out of the way.
Way to go, Ty. Way to go. Candidate number one, Ty Waka. Candidate number two from the morning show, Sean Bass,
yes.
Checks in.
Well,
candidate number two.
Yes.
Congratulations.
This is non-disclosure.
With a sponsor read here.
Game time tonight, 7:30. Catch the postgame show right here on the ticket. This ticker is service of Neograph DFW. That's with Dr. Peter Maloof. Be sure to trust the most skilled name in Neograph. That's Dr. Peter Maloof. There's no scalpel or linear scar. With
gosh, a lot of hang time.
Sometimes we don't always have the copy in front of us.
Compared
you know?
To Ty, though, that sounded pretty good, actually. That was okay.
Everything sounds good to compare to Ty.
That was
now.
Okay, Sean. That wasn't that bad at all. But it was a bit of a stumble and an e-break. And then Jared tells me that candidate number three this morning is Joyce Duncan, again, back up for
George
the
Dunham.
Oh, yeah. George Dunham, back up for the emergency break of the week. I thought I had something here. Again, it's all about delivery when you're trying to crack a joke. And it didn't work out very well for me. But my two co-hosts did not help the situation at all either.
Jimenez recovered consciousness in intensive care and began to speak, which doctors say is a good sign. Well, of course.
Don't we all say that's a good sign?
Right. We don't need doctors to tell us that's a good sign.
They just thought he was He-Man is. Oh, dang it. Dang it.
Re-cue?
They thought he was He-Man isn't.
What?
Wait, what are you...
Jimenez is his name?
Yeah.
Jimenez isn't? Thought I saw an opening there. Wasn't what I thought.
Sounds like you got...
So I'll leave you alone.
Tackles for a 2-yard loss there,
yeah.
Giorgio.
Yeah. Not every play
you
tried works. To hit.
You saw some daylight.
Yeah. And I work with a couple layout kings, so, you know, that happens from time to time.
I was not laying out. I was just confused
by
just trying to figure it out.
And I was, right. I wasn't laying out. It's I was okay. just trying to check Twitter to see if anyone else understood it.
No, go ahead.
Jer, I don't know if you
admit when sometimes what? Comedy is just a little too high level for you. That's fine. Okay.
But did you hear him victim blaming? He immediately turns it on us.
He's so... Yeah, he's very aggressive.
How are you all the victims?
We were the victims of your bad joke.
Well, I was the victim of a layout. It wasn't that bad a joke. I just didn't deliver it well.
We were trying to understand it.
Oh, yeah.
It takes us a little bit of time to think. Some time to think, man.
Give me some time to talk. 2 seconds into an explanation.
You had plenty of time to talk. There was...
I would argue that you delivered it very well.
That's a sarcastic comment, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not
obviously.
Kidding. All right, one more time. Again, before we play it, though, listen, this is the guy who they thought was dead, but he wasn't.
Okay.
Jimenez isn't? No? Okay.
Jimenez recovered consciousness in intensive care and began to speak, which doctors say is a good sign. Of course.
Don't we all say that's a good sign?
Right. We don't need doctors to tell us that's a good sign.
They just thought he was Jimenez. Oh, dang it. Dang it.
Re-Q?
They thought he was Jimenez.
What?
Wait, what are you...
Jimenez is his name?
Yeah.
Jimenez. Thought I saw an opening there. Wasn't what I thought.
Sounds like you got...
So I'll leave you alone.
Tackles for a 2-yard loss there,
yeah.
Giorgio.
Yeah. Not every play
you
works. Hit,
you saw some daylight.
Yeah. And I work with a couple layout kings, so, you know, that happens from time to time.
I was not laying out. I was just confused just trying to figure it out.
And I was, right. I wasn't laying out.
It's
I was just
okay.
trying to check Twitter to see if anyone else understood it.
No, go ahead.
Jer, I don't know if you
admit when sometimes
what?
Comedy is just a little too high level for you. That's fine. All right. Well, that's me, candidate number 3. Let's vote, and let's do it efficiently. 888-787-1310.
Good Lord, you thought
yes.
you had a Dunham slam dunk.
Minutes.
Instead, you had a Dunham isn't.
I'll fight you after the show.
Thought you were going to sink a 3-inch putt, and then you stomped your foot at the last second because you failed.
Right. You thought you had a putt,
well,
but it was a putt isn't.
Thanks for the support, Jer.
This has
thought
been,
you would be on my side.
This has been the e-break isn't.
Hello. You're on the air. Who wins the e-break isn't?
I've seen your contract. You make $100 a minute. With that kind of money, I can put you in a brand new Toyota Corolla Lamborghini for $29 down, $4,005 a month.
What's a Toyota Corolla Lamborghini?
Hello. You're on Ticket Radio.
By the power of Grayskull, I summon He-Man.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, good morning, boys. I'd like to responsibly vote for he who should let me know when that chicken is done, Jaw.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Good morning. First, a shout out to my hero, Powerballs Miller, the one true muser and leader of hashtag Muser's Mall Walk, and I'll vote for Jubb.
Thank you.
Oh, you're running away with it.
I know it. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's an e-break, man. Here to save America and use my powers to vote for George.
Wow.
E-break. So you know what it's cold outside.
What's going on?
That's E-Break Man. That's what's going
such
on.
Such a spare superhero.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break? Hello?
Yep.
All right. Nope. All right. We'll get out of that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I would like to vote for the extremely rare Texas Walker chicken.
Okay.
You're cool. You're cool. You're gay. I'm out.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Your name is Jose Jimenez.
He's trying to say Jimenez.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jimenezent. And that's the winner.
Still,
once
wow.
again, for George Dunham, the winner of the emergency break of the week.
Jimenez recovered consciousness in intensive care and began to speak, which doctors say is a good sign. Well, of course.
Don't we all say that's a good sign?
Right. We don't need doctors to tell us that's a good sign.
They just thought he was Jimenez. Oh, dang it. Dang it.
Re-Q?
They thought he was He-Man, is it?
What?
Wait, what are you...
Jimenez is his name?
Yeah.
He-Man isn't? Thought I saw an opening there. Wouldn't want to thought.
Sound like you got...
So I'll leave you alone.
Tackles for a 2-yard loss there,
yeah.
Giorgio.
Yeah. Not every play works.
You saw some daylight.
Yeah. And I work with a couple layout kings, so, you know, that happens from time to time.
I was not laying out. I was just confused
uh-huh.
by just trying to figure it out.
And I, was, right. I wasn't laying out. That's I was okay. just trying to check Twitter to see if anyone else understood it.
No, go ahead.
Jer, I don't know if you
admit when sometimes what? Comedy is just a little too high level for you. That's fine. Let me make my show notes here of no support jerks and put Gordon down and... Gosh. Craig and
we were trying our best.
Jer. I think Fernando supported me on that one, so I won't put him down there. How many is that, Fernando?
A 78th win, George. You're 15 behind Norman. I'll do anything to get out of a meeting, Hitzkus.